Blog Talk Radio.
It is time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar York, on the BTR platform, where we are chatting, putting that all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk.
Sit down in that cloud, let's go.
This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Again, this is Brother Oscar York with another episode of Chatting from the Word in the Morning. And this is episode 285 on the BTRO platform. And we are so delighted to bring you this program this morning. We just hope you all have your ears on and ready to hear another wonderful program from us here on Chatting from the Word. Amen. My friend, the Lord has blessed us all with another wonderful day, hasn't he? A day on yesterday was not even promised, but because our Lord loved us so much, he allowed us to be here to see another weed on the top soil and not the soil on top of us. And we, on this side of heaven, giving all of us alive and kicking another day, another chance to make what's wrong in our lives right and to walk closer and closer with him. And the only thing we can do this morning is to say amen and thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 You just love putting that snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk today. Is that all right? If we put that snap, crackle, and pop. And that's what we're attempting to do, to make your day the Lord. To allow you to know, you don't have to be sad and looking gloom and doom because you are a Christian. I believe the Christian life is the most glorious life that one can live. We are some blessed people when we are in the body of Christ, in Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. We all hope you all have a good weekend on this wonderful day today. We hope your weekend was a beautiful weekend after Thanksgiving, or at least what the world may call a Thanksgiving. And we are so delighted to bring this program to the airwaves. But first of all, we would love to welcome all of the new listeners. If this is your first time listening in, we would love for you to know, we appreciate you in and to let you know that we thank you.
It is time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar York, on the BTR platform, where we are chatting about the Word and from the Word, putting an all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk.
Morning.
It is time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word,
for having your ears on this morning, so that we can bring this wonderful program to your listening. This time, we want to let you know that you are our welcome guest, but not only our welcome guest, but you are our honor guest. And we thank you this morning for being our honor guest. Thank you and thank you. Yes, we appreciate you listening in, and if you enjoy what you listen to, about us, shout it from the mountaintop, shout it from the rooftop, let them know that we are chatting about the Word, and the Word is Christ, John 1:1. So we're talking about the Lord this morning, trying to, pump you up so that you can show the world Christ in you. Is that all right this morning if we do just that? It's to help you or to assist you into living for the Lord. Amen. And amen. And tell us, hey, we're on at 9:30 in the morning on the BTR platform. And that's Blog Talk Radio platform. And you can go to Blog Talk Radio and just pull us up, Chatting from the Word. And if you want to call in and chat with your host, call in number is 319-527-6722. Call in number is 319-527-6722. Got that right. I believe I have that right. Again, that's 319-527-6722. All right, now, if you have not turned in your contributions, do so. Do so. Do it. Turn in your contributions. But let me remind you, everything costs nowadays. You can't get above it or below it. Everything costs money. And nowadays, and we hope that you can help us on a financial basis. And we ask you always start with $5 if you can. $5 and up if you can help us to keep this fine program rocking and a rolling. And if you're wondering where to send your proceeds, we do have an account on PayPal. Just go to PayPal webpage, paypal.com. That's with this lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Or you can go to Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, and again, put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And we will appreciate any sizable amount that you put in to help us keep this fine program going and going. Yes, we will. What are you listening to? What are you listening to? Well, you're listening to Chatting from the Word in the Morning. And I am your host, Brother Oscar York, the voice, on the BTRO platform, where we are chatting about the Word, from the Word, and putting that all-important snap, and pop in your Christian walk. And we are so, so delighted to do just that. Yes, we are. Snap, 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 snap. Crackle and pop this morning. Amen. And amen. Time is that time for us to do a shout. And we just at this time, we preserve it this time to tell you good morning. And this is a shout out. We usually have the cities and the states that are listening, but we need to do our research to get it more fine down. At this time, they, of course, we're coming on the United States and Croatia. And, of course, in Africa and other nations that we are coming on, and we appreciate for listening in and be part of our morning. And I know some places it's not morning, some places it's still night, some places it's still day. And whenever you listen to us, we do appreciate your listening to us on this wonderful, wonderful. They keep on listening to us, or listening and keep us in mind and keep us on your schedule so that you may wake up in the morning and worship the Lord. Amen. And amen. All right. Are you ready? To get on board. But first of all, we need to do our snapshot of the program today. Of course, you heard our introductory song, which was Steve Adams singing Glory Hallelujah. Hallelujah song sung by Steve Adams. And then pretty soon will be our prayer time. Our prayer time will be pretty soon. And our scripture reading for our prayer time will the 61st Division. That is Psalms, the 61st Division. And if you want to read along with us, and if you have a copy of God's Word, you are welcome to read along with us. And, of course, Radiance a cappella, they will be singing Sweet Hour of Prayer. And the song before the message will be B-A-S-I-C. Sunday morning. And but my friend, we hope that you stick in long enough to hear the message. Of course, we're doing a continuation on Follow Me as I Follow Christ, taken from 1 Corinthians, the 10th, the 11th chapter. Of course, we're still studying the letters that Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian church. And here he's saying here, as I follow Christ. And then he used another word here. He said, keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you. Now, what we must remember, Paul got these ordinances from God himself. And he himself knew God's will, knew God's word, and God himself directed him to teach and to preach. And to us, if we're listening to him, and what I mean by listening is we're reading, by the same time, are we truly getting the message that Paul is talking about here with the Corinthian church? Are we really getting the message? And most of us, we read the Bible, but we don't get the message. And that's the heart of the crux of reading and studying the Bible, is getting the message. Is the message, because we're not reading it, either reading, not reading it right, or we want to intersect what we believe in what the Bible is saying instead of reading the Bible for itself. So in our chat today, we're going to be talking about Follow Me as I Follow Christ. And my friend, that was your snapshot. This morning, my friend, are you ready? Are you ready to get on board? Get on board the gospel. Get on board. Get on board the gospel explosion. And if you're ready to get on board the gospel explosion, Line up, have your tickets out. And if you lined up with your tickets out, get on board. All is on board. Get on board. The gospel explosion. Thank you. and I shall be able to receive your prayer request. And if you have a prayer request that you want to keep confidential, that is fine with us. If you expect reality, just simply say, Brother Oscar, pray for me and call my name. And I'd be just so delighted and so blessed to do just that. Again, if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word, you can use those avenues, or you can call it in. Our call-in number is 19-527-6722. Our 527-6722. If you want to call in your prayer request, and we will pray for your prayer request. And as always, we want to keep us in prayers. Those that have been requesting prayers, those that have lost loved ones, those that are going through some difficult times, the Uvalde, Texas parents who lost their babies, the others who lost their mom and dad, the Russia and Ukraine situation. We want to keep that also in our prayers and pray for those that are trying to make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And of course, pray for your brother here, Brother Oscar. Pray for me as I pray for you. Now for our scripture text reading for our prayer time will be taken from Psalms, the 61st division. That is Psalms. And here the psalmist, in these words, he says, hear my cry, O God, and attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. My heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a stone tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust wings to lie. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the inheritance of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vow. Here, King David says, God, hear my cry. So I think a lot of us, we need to just cry out to the Lord, saying, Lord, help us make the world better for all the things that is going on in the world today. This world needs to be prayed for all the mass shootings that and all everybody's killing up everybody. So we just need to ask God, cry out to God, that he may give us some help down here, because we need help. My friend, are you ready to approach the throne of grace so that we may find help in times like these? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom is here, thy will is being done. So Father, we come to you this morning to thank you for our heart. Father, thank you for watching over us the last evening. Thank you, Father, for waking us up, giving all of us on this time another chance, a second chance to make what's wrong in our lives right, and to walk closer and closer with you, Father. We so thank you for that. And Father, thank you for allowing your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who come down on this cruel world to show us how to love, to show us how to live, and to show us how to connect with you, Father. Father, we thank you. prayer and thinking upon the cross. Our Lord, just the cross, hung on the cross, became sin. He knew no sin, but our sin came in that way, Father. We thank you so much for that. And Father, we come praying for you all these precious parents and all their babies and all these lost moms and dads. Oh, Father, we come praying for the Russia and the Ukraine. We pray that Mr. Putin will learn law so he can stop all these innocent bombings and killings. Oh, Father, we pray for the Lord in which you live in, Father, help us, Father, because we need your guidance, we need your aid, we need your love, Father. Help us as Christians to shine our light in hope that someone may see the light and come to the greater light which is Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we pray for those who are lost, Father, we pray for those who are lost, that they hands to the sleep. Father, we pray this compliment. We pray for each family that has a police officer as a member who gave their lives in the line of duty. Father, we pray for his or her family. Oh, Father, we pray for the political leaders at this time. Father, we recognize that they have a hard job in making decisions. So, Father, we pray that they have never make this worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh, Father, come pray for the church once again. Father, help us be the lighthouse leading others to Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we pray for each listener this morning. Father, we pray that you be with each and every one of them. Father, help them through their doubts and fears and struggles. Father, cast all their doubts and fears and struggles in the deepest part of the sea where they will be more. And Father, come praying for our forward here chatting for me. Father, help us to keep this fine program going and going. Help us to finesse today. Follow me as I go to pray. Father, help us when they say something to help someone that's struggling with the ordinances of God. And Father, Father, we come praying again for those who are going through some trouble, those who are all struggling, and those that are trying to make a come to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Father, always keep us encouraged and never discouraged. In Jesus' blessed name, Jesus prays. Amen. And amen. Now, Mother, thank you for reading our scripture text along with us, for praying along with us. And as always, we hope that we that is on your mind. Amen. And amen. All right. Putting that snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk today, and we're so delighted to do that. This is our second half, and we hope that you still have your ears on and that you are listening. And welcome to the second part of the program. I believe we're running a little bit behind, but that's all right. We'll catch up. Welcome you to the program. And we hope that you still have your ears on and that you are still listening to your brother here, Brother Oscar the Voice, this morning. Again, we want to remind you about the contributions. Get the contributions on in so that we can keep the fine program going and going. And if you wonder what is in the contributions, we do have accounts on PayPal. Just pull up the PayPal webpage and put in my email address, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Now, when you go to PayPal, you might get Oscar York Publishing. That is us, too. And you can also go to Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E. And again, put in my email address, which is for case Oscar York, oscaryork343@gmail.com. Again, that is oscaryork343@gmail.com. And we hope that you can do it today. Do it today if you can. Go to my site, my money site, to put in whatever you can put in to keep us going here on Chatting from the Word. And anybody who wants to sponsor the program, you are welcome to do just that. Just let me know, send me an email, and let me know if I want to sponsor your program and help in times like these. Amen. And amen. Where am I? Well, I usually tell you where you can catch the program. And I know we're on BTR, which is Blog Talk Radio, because that's the platform we're using. So you can always go to Blog Talk Radio. And we should be on Facebook. So on Facebook, look us up, Chatting from the Word. Give us a listen. And we also are on Twitter. We are tweeting on Twitter. So if you listen to us, you can go to Twitter and listen to us live on Twitter. And we also are on Tumblr. You can listen to us on Tumblr. And I believe we're still on iHeartRadio and Spotify if you want to give us a listen. What you do, we hope that you want to listen to us and enjoy these programs. Amen. And amen. Amen. Right now my pinky stuck. But we are so glad that you are part of our program today, and remind you that you are listening to Chatting from the Word. And I am your host, Brother Oscar York Morse, through my BTRO platform, where we are chatting about the Word, from the Word, and putting that all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. And we are so, so glad to do it. Thank you. Don't try to grab everything. Learn God's word. Study it a little bit. And then stop. Let you think about the things you have studied. And then study it prayerfully. Many of us, we just open the Bible, start reading, and say, oh, this is what it says. Study it prayerfully that God may guide us in our study. But this is what Paul is saying here. Audiences, as I deliver them to you. But I want you to recognize how Paul began saying here. He says, and here he is laying the foundation for something else that he wants to talk about that even in the world today are confused. So right now he's laying the foundation. And he's saying, but, in verse 3, but I will have you know that the head of every man is God. The head of every man, but I will have you to know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of a woman is, and the head of Christ is God. And I believe last time we talked, we went back to Genesis, where God. And if you want to go back to Genesis with me, you're welcome to do that. Let's go back to Genesis. Because many of us, we really don't recognize the ordinances, what God has laid down. And the from many other ordinances that God has laid down and the way that God meant for things to be. We have gotten away from it all. But here, Paul said that the head of every woman is the man, correct? Isn't that what Paul said? Now, you have your Bibles. Are you reading this? I hope you are. But the world today is so backwards, isn't it? It is so backwards. The world... We want you to believe woman can control a man. And you know what? We look around the world today. Men, we need to step up and be men. A lot of us are not stepping up being men as God wants us to be. Many of us, as men, are not stepping up being men as God set it all up to be. And God said in Genesis, and you have a copy of God's word, turn with me to Genesis 2. And here God, God first of all, from the dust of the ground. And this is verse 7, Genesis 2. From the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now, he created man first. Man. And I want to stress that so hard this morning because we have forgotten the ordinances that things up to be. God created man. We as man is in God's image, and we have forgotten that. In the world today where women, and there's nothing wrong with women taking charge over things that they want to do, but not in the church, okay? Let me say this, but not in the church. And this is what Paul is getting ready to set it up for, to let you know what is your place, the woman's place, in the church, okay? And then it says, turn with me to, of course, I speak in Genesis. The Genesis beginning, 2, beginning at verse 15, where God says, and the Lord God took the man, put him into the garden of Eden, and to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every that I may freely eat. But the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. But in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. See, God don't want his man to be alone. But I want you to recognize this. This is not man that figured out that he was alone. It was God who said, it is not good for my man to be by himself. So the next step God did was that he said, I would make him and help meet for him a helper, someone to help him addressing the garden, someone to help him to bring water from the well, someone to help him to dress the garden, someone to help him. So God said, I want to make a help meet for him. And then he says, and out of the ground, Lord God formed every beast. This is where he made every animal for Adam to name. But after Adam named every beast, the Bible said that was no helper that was, I would like to use the word, suitable for him. So God, the Lord God, caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam as he slept. And the Lord God closed up the flesh instead thereof. And in rib which the Lord God that taketh from man, made he a wolf man, brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now the bones of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called wolf man because she was taken out of man. She was taken from the side of man. Wolf man. That was man. So when you're talking about man, you're also talking about woe man. Woe man. And so man and woman was together in the garden. And this is the point I want to drive to you this morning. That in the beginning, God made man, recognized man was lonely. God calls it deep sleep. Calls a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he, from a man rib, made woman. Man called that creation woman because she was taken from him. From him. See, we get all combobulated, if I may be able to use that term. We get all. And we really don't understand the audiences of things God set out for us to do and how God tends for us, for everything to be. Okay, but God had his audiences. He has his way of doing things in the beginning. But we have fallen all short. God can for the world to be like. And I believe, and I might be wrong, I believe that's the reason why the world is in the mess it is today, because men not being men and women should be women. But men, you need to allow your woman to be a woman. And men, you need to step up to be a man. If you're not stepping up being that man as God created you to be. Because God in his image. And we're going to leave it like that. We're going to leave the lesson. The lesson is yours. And tomorrow we're going to get deep. This is getting good. Tomorrow we're going to get deep into the roles of a man and of a woman on tomorrow. So if you want to hear the chat for tomorrow, hey, have your ears on so that you can listen. Again, if you want to be part of our show on tomorrow, because we're getting ready to get on out of here, the number is 319-527-6722. And that's your lesson. We leave a lesson to you, and we hope that you take it to heart and put it in your heart and learn. Amen. And amen. Again, it was so nice to be with you this morning to bring you this chat. The Word of God together so that we may read you together when it comes to the Word of God. Again, we were so delighted to be with you this morning and have you be a part of us this morning here on Chatting from the Word. And we are so delighted to be a part of your day. We pray with you, Lord, with your heaven, now be thy name, thy kingdom is here, thy will is being done. Father, we thank you of each and every one day to day. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to bring this program on. And Father, we pray for all listeners. Father, we pray that you be with them, help them to shine their light and show Christ to a world that needs to see Christ. In Jesus' blessed name, do we pray. Amen and amen.
Whoa, when we reach that city of the New Jerusalem, yeah, we're gonna sing by and by. Oh, how the ransom singers will together lift that hymn when we sing. Oh, yeah, oh, by and by. In heaven, in that land.